Hey, you keep calling me far right, but you should say I've been right so far.
Just sharing with you. Hey, come on. I got news for you. I got an attitude problem, too, and I want to share that with you. With so many of these things that are just crazy. Leftism, wokeism, I mean, stupidism, kind of pick your own wordage, but the world is crazy. It's getting crazier every day. Here's a guy in Ohio. He won. He's a politician. He was successful. Ismail Mohammed, he's an immigrant from Somalia, he delivered his victory speech entirely in Somalia without one word of English, not one word. You know, his territory, riding, you know, again, call it what you will, has more than 45,000 Somalians in it, and he campaigned mostly in Somalia, hardly used English at all, and he promised to represent the interests of Somalia. But this is America. America doesn't have a language law. You can kind of do whatever you like. They need to have one official language, which would, of course, be English. This is craziness. It's not nice. Somalia? I mean, somebody should step in and do something about that. The Biden administration, he's too busy giving money away. Effectively, he's saying to all the borrowers with student loans, you don't have to pay it back. Supreme Court said I was wrong, so I've just kind of snuck around and we're going to fix this. And so recently he said 78,000 borrowers under this public service loan forgiveness now do not have to repay their student loan. It's up to almost $6 billion that he's forgiven. $6 billion. You know, that's just recently. The total debt relief under this PSLF animal is now almost $63 billion. $63 billion. And that represents loans that 871,000 borrowers made. 871,000. What about all the millions of borrowers who paid it back? This is wrong. This is just wrong. And many of the people that he's forgiving the loans to are teachers, nurses, social workers, firefighters. Do you think this is an election thing? Of course it is. I'll pay you effectively if you vote for me because look how nice I am. The odd person saying, I'm paying it back anyway because I'm a real person. And how dare you insult my integrity and my intelligence. But Biden, it's happening. It's happening. November's coming and he's doing all he can to win. He's attacking Trump. He's giving back things to people. Socialists do that. I hope people can figure this out. Many won't be able to, but it's a hope. Biden, I watched his State of the Union address, and I think he was jacked up on something because he wasn't that bad. He's an angry old man, certainly, but he connected sentences even and, you know, and words kind of made some sense, even though I didn't like the delivery of them. But now he's kind of back to where he's always been. Recently in Baltimore, he had a press release. It was all about the bridge. Terrible tragedy. He told reporters, I've been over the bridge many, many times by train and by car. Guess what? The bridge doesn't have train tracks. Oh, so he's back doing that. And this guy, I mean, you people that are getting your student loans forgiven, really? You're going to vote for a guy like this? He's back to not being able to connect sentences. April 1 in Canada imposed a was the date when a carbon tax was imposed, and all goods and services increased by most, at least, by 23%. Unbelievable. People can't afford to live in their own country now. The federal government is attacking them every day, and it's not just in Canada. It's kind of everywhere, but I wanted to use this as an example because it's recent, just a few days ago, when this thing came in, and gasoline went up. I think it's like $11 a gallon, $12 a gallon for extra now or some such. It's unbelievable. It's a banana, becoming a banana republic. Carbon, it's not a pollutant. It's a foundation of life on Earth. You don't need massive tax increases. The people don't need them. They're taxed enough already. You know, I reject that there is a climate crisis. That's misinformation. Carbon taxes increase the cost of electricity, heating, and transportation and hurt those in the lower end of the income scale will provide negligible effects on the Earth's climate. A carbon tax is a massive tax dressed in green. That's what it is. You know, it's shocking that politicians that we elected will create policy that will increase taxes, drive up prices, and hurt the humanoids who voted for them in the first place. It's crazy. Not nice. That's precisely what a carbon tax is doing. It's hurting people. We need climate watchers for sure, but we don't need climate alarmists. And we certainly do not need a climate tax. Does a carbon tax help the climate? Where does the money go? I mean, government turns around in Canada and says, we'll give rebates. Really? I mean, you're going to take a dollar from us and then you're going to mail back 80 cents. You got to hire people to make that happen. I mean,
That's absurd. It's bad management, and it shouldn't be happening, not just in Canada, it shouldn't happen anywhere. Lastly, I want to share something lighter with you. Happy up. This is from a viewer. He wrote this in. He says, the white man came to North America, treaties were signed, and Indian land became white man's land, and now Indians want it back. Indian givers. Kind of cute. Y'all come back. See ya.